हरे कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो भगवद्गीता 11th चैप्टर। यस्टरडे वी वर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट विश्वरूप दर्शनम, इज़न इट, कृष्णस यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म। वी हैव सीन दैट कृष्ण हैज शोन दिस यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म इन सो मेनी इंस्टेंसेस बिफोर। If we do not understand universal form in the way that Krishna has spoken, rather if you just read it like any other verses, you may tend to think that it is something like a Purana story. That's the most important thing to know, that this particular chapter, 11th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, is a combination of yogam and combination of jnanam. Everything is in there, combined together. That is why it's a direct experience also to Arjuna, isn't it? So I mentioned this yesterday, that when Krishna displayed this, shown this universal form, Arjuna's experience at that point. What's important here is that Arjuna says to Krishna, मन्यसे यदि तत्शक्यं मया द्रष्टुमिति प्रभो योगेश्वर तदो मे त्वं दर्शयात्मानं अव्ययम्। कृष्ण अर्जुन सेज़ टू कृष्ण, लुक एट द वर्ड्स एंड सी द चेंज शिफ्ट इन अर्जुनस मूड। द पर्सन हु टोल्ड अर्जुन कृष्ण टू ड्राइव द चैरियट, नाउ ही इज कंप्लीटली इन अ स्टेट ऑफ शॉक, सेइंग दैट रियलाइजिंग हु इज कृष्ण, who he is talking about. So, manyase yadi tat shakyam maya drashtum eva prabho. So, Krishna has shown this universal form before to many other instances, isn't it? Krishna showed the universal form to Yashoda Devi twice. Krishna showed the universal form to Mahabali once. Krishna showed the universal form to Duryodhana also, to Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, everybody there. And when Krishna went to the assembly of the Kauravas, he says there that when Uddhava, Krishna went in as a representative of the Pandavas, went to the assembly of the Kauravas, and Duryodhana made sure that somehow Krishna was to be insulted, and when Krishna walked in, everybody got up straight away. Although Duryodhana told everyone not to get up, Duryodhana got up first before everyone else. And still, Krishna showed the universal form, universal form. So, Krishna told to the Kauravas to hand over the property to Pandavas, half the kingdom to the Pandavas. Duryodhana said, I'm not going to offer them even a space for to throw the needle, even to drop the needle. In other words, not even a space, inch of space I'm going to offer to the Pandavas. And Vidura says there, Dhritarashtra asked Krishna, what shall I do? Vidura says about this later, that he asked Krishna, Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana's father, asked Krishna, what shall I do? And Krishna says to Dhritarashtra, the only thing you have to do is to tie this man, lock him up inside, this Duryodhana, he says to him. Krishna said this and Duryodhana heard that, standing there. You can imagine how Duryodhana would have felt hearing Krishna saying to his father, lock him up inside. And he got so angry, he walked out of the assembly. He walked out of the assembly. And then he called all his men and told him, tie him down, to get Krishna and tie him down somewhere. It is at that stage, and Krishna, Duryodhana calls him as Yadava. Tie that Yadava down, Duryodhana says there. At that point, Bhishma called Duryodhana and says to Duryodhana, can you tie down the sunlight, he says. Can you tie the sunlight down? If you can't tie the sunlight down, don't worry about tying him down. It's not going to happen, he says to him. And don't even think about that, he says to Duryodhana, because Bhishma understood that this man has gone really lost it. He's completely gone out of the anger inside and wants to retaliate. So, but then Duryodhana still won't give up. Even though Bhishma has told him not to do it, he won't give up. So what did he do? He went outside, collected all his men, a group of them, and brought them all together into the assembly. Duryodhana brought them all together in front of Krishna to tie him down. At that point, Krishna understood that he doesn't know me yet, who I am. And that's when the universal form was shown. Universal form was shown to Arjuna. And Duryodhana saw, in front of Duryodhana. Duryodhana saw the universal form at that time. And when he looked, Duryodhana noticed that he is also in that universal form. You see, it's experience of Duryodhana actually. Nothing has changed in Krishna. Duryodhana is experiencing in his seeing, what he was seeing, Duryodhana also in that universal form. So he showed it to him in such a way that you have thought that I am alone, haven't you? This was Krishna's mood at that time. You thought that I am alone. And when he saw that, including Duryodhana is in that universal form, Duryodhana could not say anything. Not only Duryodhana, all the Yadavas, Vrishnis, Bhojagas, Yadavas, Vrishnis, Andhagas, these are the different races whom they all belong to. Yadavas, Vrishnis, all of them. They were all present in that assembly. And they are all with me. This was Krishna's mood. So in that mood, Krishna is swallowing all the Kauravas. All the Kauravas are going through Krishna's different mouths inside. And when he saw that, Duryodhana couldn't say anything. He stood there. And when he saw, Duryodhana got frightened. But as soon as Krishna withdrew that vision in Duryodhana, Duryodhana started saying, "Oh, this is just a magic. What he's doing? It's just a magic." And in other words, what it means is, universal form didn't help Duryodhana like the way it helped Arjuna. You see, that is why Arjuna is saying there, Manyase yadi tat shakyam mayadrashtum idi prabho yogeshwara tadometvam darshayatmanam avyayam. You may get to see the universal form, but it won't benefit you. By seeing universal form, there has to have some benefit. But he had the darshanam of the universal form, but did not have the maturity to receive it. You see, did not have the maturity to receive it. Duryodhana didn't have that. That's why it didn't benefit him. If we see the universal form, it won't benefit us. Because we don't have that maturity to see the universal form. You see the universal form. When we read Bhagavad Gita, we think, Arjuna has seen, why shouldn't I have a look at it? And then we look at all the photos and everything and try to get some idea in our head. What does Krishna look like in the universal form? But universal form, this is the beauty of the universal form. What is universal form? Universal form is nothing but Maya. It is Maya. Krishna's one of the most important incarnations is this universal form. It is nothing but Maya. And why? Maya continuously changes, isn't it? That's the nature of Maya. Similarly, universal form also continuously changes depending on the person who is seeing it. So therefore, you see the difference. What Yashoda Devi saw is different than what Duryodhana saw. Again, different from what Arjuna has seen. Again, different from what Mahabali has seen. According to what vasanas you have inside, accordingly you will see the universal form of Krishna also. Not that there is a fixed universal form. It can change because it is in Maya. It is nothing but Maya. Maya. So this is what happened. So that is why Arjuna says here, if I am qualified to see, show it to me. Because Arjuna knows this very well. He is matured that way. And otherwise I won't insist. Arjuna says, I won't insist of seeing that. And as far as devotees are concerned, they don't have to see the universal form. This is another thing. Devotees don't have to see the universal form. Instead of here seeing the universal form, a proper devotee, if he is surrendered to Krishna, simply by hearing from the spiritual master and from the Shastram, he will accept Krishna. it doesn't have to see the universal form to accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can accept Krishna even without the universal form. But universal form here, why did Krishna show this to Arjuna? Krishna showed this to Arjuna for our benefit, in order to tell us, to get our faith very firm in Krishna's words, that it is not just talk, it's action as well. So, when Krishna answered that, this question, Manyase yadida shakyam, maya drashtum idi prabho, yogeshara tado metvam darsham darshayam atmanam avyayam. Arjuna has spoken in such a way that this form of yours, which is inexhaustible, which is continuous, flowing, and constantly changing, if I can see that form, if I am qualified, please show this to me. If I am not qualified, don't show it to me. This was the way Arjuna puts that to Krishna. So, when a Krishna heard that, Krishna didn't say to him that, I will show you some universal form. What he answered was, whatever you desire to see in that universal form, you can see that. This is the answer from Krishna. If you look at the words, you will see there that Shri Bhagavan Uvacham, verse 5. Pashya me partha rupani shatashoda sahasrasha nana vidhani divyani nana varna kritini cha pashya me partha rupani shatashoda sahasrasha nana vidhani divyani nana varna kritini cha. Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna, in different forms, in different divine nature, in different colors and different shapes, hundreds and thousands of my form you can see now. Says, Pashyame mama partha rubani shatashaha ata sahasrashaha anegasha ityartha tani cha nanavidhani anega prakarani prakarani divi bhavani divyani apragradani nanavarnakritini cha nanavilakshanaha neela peedadi prakara varnaha tatha akradayo avayava samsthana vishesha esham rupanam tani nanavarnakritini cha. It is difficult to describe that form. Why? Because it has different colors, it has different forms, and it is continuously changing as well. Continuously changes well. So Krishna answers there in that way to Arjuna. When Arjuna says to him that, he didn't say, I'll show you a particular form. He says, watch, look at this now, what you are seeing here. So what does that mean? Why did Krishna answer like that? This is very interesting, because you can see that there is only one thing that is stable in the whole creation. All time, there is only one thing that is stable. What is that? Bodham, awareness, or the soul, consciousness, isn't it? In that consciousness, all these things are manifesting. Different forms, different shapes, different colors, different living entities, different species, all different things are happening. The adhishtanam or substratum, they call it. The adhishtanam is the soul. Because what Arjuna is asking now is not to see the adhishtanam. He is asking for what is already manifested, which is constantly changing. And that is the reason that Krishna is trying to make Arjuna understand that consciousness is pure and stable and steady. It doesn't change. Atma, the soul, is the adhishtanam. In that adhishtanam, so many names and forms are appearing, isn't it? And that is what creation means. In the consciousness, pure consciousness, from Chit Shakti comes all the manifestations in this world, living entities, all living entities. It has come from that, in different names and different forms. And that is what we call as the world, what we experience, isn't it? Just like we dream in the night. We dream in the night. And Why do we dream in the night? Think about that. Why do we dream in the night? There is no reason for that, is there? It's not possible to stop it. Can you? Can you stop the dreams? Dreams will come. Okay, certain adjustments you can make in the dreams by different kinds of food. Like they say that if you eat certain type of food at night, you will get certain kind of dreams. But dreams as such, you can't stop. Everybody experiences some amount of dream. Some people dream whole day and night. Some people say they never dream, they say. But then they are sleeping all the time. So which one? So dream is not a state which you can avoid. Earlier, Krishna mentions this in the Charishlogi Bhagavatam. You see, it's all very subtle and very interconnected each other. Hridayartham yad pradiyeda na pradiyeda chalmani yad vidya tad vidya atmano bhayam yadha vaso yadha tama. Earlier verse, one of the Charishlogi verses. Hridayartham yad pradiyeda na pradiyeda chalmani. There that truth was spoken. Krishna is saying, Hridayartham yad pradiyeda. Whatever you are experiencing now in this world, we call it, oh, in my experience we say, or you say in your experience, we talk about our experience big thing, isn't it? We give a lot of importance to our experience. When you apply for jobs and all, you put a whole list of your experiences there, isn't it? How many companies you have worked, how much experience you have gained, and you will be very proud of your experience. And if any young man comes, he says, yes, doesn't know anything, I have so much experience, we tell him. But Krishna is saying here, Hridayartham yad pradiyeda na pradiyeda chalmani. That experience what you have acquired in this world is all useless, Krishna says. It's good that Krishna tells us openly that. Hridayartham yad pradiyeda. Why? All that experience what you have is all these different names and forms you have dealt with in this creation. But everything was happening because behind that there is the soul, the consciousness. Pure consciousness was there. It is in the background of this consciousness, all these experiences are happening. So they have no value. The background is important, not the experience is important. Screen is important, not the cinema is important. Hridayartham yad pradiyeda na pradiyeda chalmani tad vidya atmano bhayam yadha bhaso yadha tamam. Tad vidya atmano bhayam yadha bhaso yadha tamam. Atma, the soul, is important. That is where everything is happening. We don't see the Atma. We see only the cinema. We see only the drama that's going on. So, Krishna is saying here, so many things you are seeing in the dream, without any meaning also. What you experience in the dream, if you start putting logic into it, you won't find any logic in the dream, do you? Sometimes, so many things happens that you are aching for a few hours, or a few minutes, and it's very interesting if you analyze the dream state. Dream state is something very important because it is through the dream state we understand the unreal nature of this world. It is through the dream state they study this. How do they study that? So, just like they say that so many things are happening in the dream state, similarly this vacant state also in the same way. The only difference is it's a long-lasting dream. The other one is a very shorter dream. So you can't ask, how did this dream start? Can you ask anyone about it? Can anybody give you an answer for that? Why did I get a particular dream tonight? You can speculate on that, this, that, and the other. But no, there's no clear answer to that. And because of that, and the question there to ask is, who had the dream? Who had the dream? So, who is seeing this world in the same way? I am seeing the world. If I am seeing the world, who am I? Who is experiencing this world? What is my nature? So long as you have not asked this question, so long as you have not asked this question, this world that is appearing in front of you or manifested in front of you will remain as a question without an answer. You will have no answer to that question. The sages, the rishis have told us, don't try to understand the world. Try to understand the person who is seeing the world. This is the most important thing in spiritual life also. If you keep on spending your energy on research and trying to understand what has been created, just like a lot of these, scientists are absorbed in that. They keep themselves out of it and they think that there is an answer somewhere in the world to find from where this whole creation has come. Recently there was this news again in the paper about that, what is it called, that the in Switzerland where they are conducting that experiment with the, what's that? Oh, God particle, yes. God particle research is still going on. They are still hopeful, they are saying. Only thing, they need a few more $1 million to continue with the research. That's the only thing they are asking for. They say, if you give us that, we will find it one day. And they are also saying, when we find it out, it will be amazing, they are saying. Yes, yes, it is true. It will be amazing if we find out. But are you going to find out? That's the question. You see, so much ignorance in them. And after seeing that their endeavor to find that there is some particle which is going to answer their question, that is their ignorance. This is a depth of ignorance in the top leading members of the society even. So here, question is that, so once you ask that question, who is seeing this, experiencing this world, automatically the world disappears. Because world is not important. Why we are feeling the world important? Because you do not know who you are. Who is experiencing? You have never asked that question. The world. So therefore the world is important. The moment you start experiencing the person who is researching or who is experiencing it, if you go after the person, this world will disappear from him. So Arjuna said here, he wants to see this universal form. But Krishna says to Arjuna like this, whatever you want to see, you see. That's the answer. What do you want to see? That you can see. In other words, Krishna is saying, this is not a permanent thing. This is what you are thinking. In Arjuna's mind, there is a particular form, universal form. In that way, Arjuna is asking. Krishna is saying, whatever you want to see, you can see it. This is where. You will see the next three verses talking about that.
श्री भगवान उवाचाम् पश्यादित्यान् वसून् रुद्रान् अश्विनौ मरुदस्तथा बहून्यदृष्टपूर्वाणि पश्याश्चर्याणि भारताम् पश्यादित्यान् वसून् रुद्रान् अश्विनौ मरुदस्तथा बहून्यदृष्टपूर्वाणि पश्याश्चर्याणि भारताम् इहैकस्तं जगल्कृष्णं पश्याद्यश्च चराचरं मम देहे गुडाकेशं यच्छान्यल् द्रष्टुमिच्छसि इहैकस्तं जगल्कृष्णं पश्याद्यश्च चराचरं मम देहे गुडाकेशं यच्छान्यल् द्रष्टुमिच्छसि.
So these three verses, starting from पश्यमे पार्थरूपाणि शतशोधसहस्रश नानाविधानि दिव्यानि नानावर्णा कृतीनि च and पश्यादित्यान् वसून् रुद्रान् अश्विनो मरुदस्तदा बहून्यदृष्टपूर्वाणि पश्याश्चर्याणि भारत. And then, ihaigastam jagalkrishnam pashyadischa characharam mama dehe gudakesha yachanyal drashtumichasi. Arjuna's question and Krishna's answer. You have to take very serious note of this. Only then you will understand what the significance of this universal form is. Arjuna is saying to Krishna, as he said in the fourth verse, if I am qualified and if I can understand, experience it, then show that to me. If I am not, don't show it to me. This is Arjuna's way of asking. Arjuna is saying like that to Krishna. Krishna is saying, you can see whatever you want in that form. There is no fixed form. There is no fixed form. That is why he says here, that Arjuna, you can see my thousands of forms and everything in one place, happening in one place, in one place. And all these forms, will appear in front of you. You can see it. That's how Krishna puts it to Arjuna. Krishna says to Arjuna, whatever you have according to Arjuna's vasanas inside, Arjuna have a certain conception about God, about Krishna. You see, we all have our own understanding of Krishna, isn't it? Every one of us. If I ask somebody, oh, how do you, what do you understand about Krishna? You have his answer. Somebody else has some other answer. So about God, about Krishna, everyone has a different impression inside. In other words, a different experience or impression inside. Similarly, knowing very well, Krishna is saying to Arjuna, whatever way you have thought about me, in whichever form you have thought about me, you can see me in that form. There is no fixed form as such. Why? Because it is under the domain of Maya. Within the Maya, all this is happening. All these things are happening inside Maya. That is why in the 7th chapter, Krishna said, what? Bhumi, apam, analam, vayu, gham, manam, buddhi, evaja, ahangara, idiyame, bhinna, prakriti, ashtada. Within the domain of prakriti, everything is happening. All this creation is in the control of prakriti. Prakriti is in control, and when it is under the control of prakriti, it must change. That's the law. It must change. And that change is happening. So therefore, Krishna is saying to him that the thousands and thousands of forms, different colors, different shapes, and very special forms, you can see and experience yourself what it is. And next he says to here, Pashyadityan vasun rudran ashino marudastada. That Pashya Adityan dvadasha. Dvadasha Adityas. There are 12 Adityas. Who are the 12 Adityas? When the sun moves in the 12 months time, in each month there is a predominating deity in the sun planet. He is called Aditya. Aditya is that predominating deity. Krishna's presence in a particular form in that particular month. That's why we have 12 months come from that. And there, Dvadasha means 12. Dvadasha Aditya means 12 Adityas who are present in me. Then, Pashya Adityan, Vasu Indudran, Vasu. Ashta Vasus are there. 8 Vasus. Vasus are maintainers of this, one part of this creation. Vasus. Lokapalas they are called. Like, Vasus are mentioned. Uddhava is a Vasu who came down. And Nanda Maharaj is a Vasu. Drona was his name. He is a Vasu. And like that, great, great personalities they are. And there are 8 of them, Ashtavasus. They are mentioned in the Puranas, their names also. So those Ashtavasus you can see in me. Then Rudran, Ekadasha Rudram. There are 11 Rudras, 11 forms of Shiva. When Brahma manifested, Shiva has different forms. So 11 forms of Shiva you can see in me. Then there are 2 Ashwino. Ashwino means 2 Ashwini Kumaras. Ashwini Kumaras are the physicians for the demigods in the heavenly planets. They also have NHS and all that there. So not only here. It is there. There's only 2 doctors. That's all. And they run that there. They look after them. All the demigods there. So they are the Ashwini Kumaras. Marudastada, Marutsa. Maruts are, there's totally 7 times 7, 49. You remember the story of the Maruts in the Bhagavadam? In the 6th canto, you will see the story of Maruts. When Didi Devi wanted to kill Aditi Devi's Indra, and she took a special vow and started performing severe penances. Indra came to know about it, took a brahmachari form and went and started serving Didi Devi. One evening when Didi Devi suddenly fell asleep, she was not meant to sleep. That is her special commitment. Suddenly Indra got inside Didi's womb and cut that child inside into 7 pieces. And all 7 of them had life. So he cut them again into another 7, each one of them. So it became 49. And all that 49 and Indra came out from the womb of Didi Devi. Didi Devi woke up. Didi Devi saw Indra there and told Indra that I'm going to curse you if you won't tell me the truth what you have done. I'm going to curse you and burn you into ashes. Didi Devi had that capacity to do. So when Didi Devi said that, Indra got frightened. Indra said to Didi Devi that I came to know that you are trying to get rid of me. So I thought that the only way to get it off me, that you are praying for a child to be born who is going to kill me. So therefore I thought before he takes birth, I'll go and kill him. And they were born, Marudevas. Maruds are, they are the Maruds. And these Maruds, when they were born, they asked Indra, why you are killing me? This is all happening inside the womb, this conversation. They asked Indra, why you are killing me? So we are your brother, aren't we? Because Aditi Devi and Diti Devi are sisters. So why you are killing me? So Indra felt that they are not going to be inimical to him. So he gave them shelter and brought them out from inside. So when Diti Devi asked this question, Indra said to her that just to show the character of Indra, in Bhagavatam it says like this, that she asked Indra, Indra, don't you think what you have done is adharmam, against religious principles? Indra's answer is, as far as in my own selfish interest is concerned, I don't look into dharmam and adharmam. I just do what is necessary. This is Indra. We think of Indra very high, isn't it? Sometimes some of the things what Indra has done, he says, if it suits me, that's my dharmam. That's all the answer was. There was no other higher principles as far as Indra is concerned. So that is why Marudas Tatha, that Maruds, 49 of them. And he says here, Pashya Adityan Dwadashaha, Vasun Ashtau, Rudran Egadashaha, Ashwino Dwau, Maruda Sapta Saptaganayadhan, Tada Bahuni Anyani Abhi Adrishtapurvani. So many other personalities which are very, very rare in the earthly planets. Adrashtapurvani Manishaloge, Toya Anyenava Kenachit, Pashya Ashariyani Albudhani Bharata. It says here that so many other wonderful things, what you won't see in this world, you can see that also, he says to Arjuna. Na kevalam edavad, but not only that, what else? Ihaigastam jagal krishnam pashyadyascha characharam mama dehe guda kesha yachanyal drashtumichasi. Then in my body, Krishna says to him, moving and unmoving, all things in one place you can see all together. Normally we can't see everything in one place, isn't it? You have to go to different places to see different things. But here Krishna has presented it in this way to Arjuna. Everything you can see in one place. And even if you want to see something more than that, you can see that also. This is Krishna's universal form. That's how Krishna has presented. Iham ekastam ekasmin sthidam jagat krishnam samastam pashya addi idanim samacharacharam. Then you can see all this creation with all the living entities all together in me at the same time. And you are now thinking whether you will win the battle or Kauravas will win the battle, isn't it? Arjuna is saying to Krishna. Krishna is saying to Arjuna that if you are thinking like that, you can see both sides in me, the winning side and the losing side. You see, Arjuna's ignorance is such, like normal way, everybody is thinking that we have to fight this war, I have to win the war, and they have to lose the war, we have to kill them. All these things are going through Arjuna's mind. Krishna saying to him that both you are the winning side and that losing side, Kauravas, they are also in me. They are also not separate from me. This is why we say actually only Krishna exists. Everything else what you see in this world, all this drama that's going on, saying one trying to dominate the other, another trying to dominate somebody else, all this is within Krishna, all this is happening. But and if you are thinking that you are going to win the war, at least this has removed that illusion from Arjuna. The Arjuna was thinking, I have to fight the war, because of my fighting I am going to win the war. But he only realized it, all this war is also happening within Krishna. Within Krishna. So it is here that according to Arjuna's vasanas inside, that is what he is seeing in the form, different names and different forms in Krishna's body. According to Arjuna's perception of Krishna. In Arjuna, there is certain vasanas inside, isn't it? Arjuna has certain vasanas about Krishna. Arjuna is seeing, thinking about Krishna in a particular way. Accordingly, he is seeing Krishna there. In that same pattern. And who is Krishna? Krishna is actually that pure consciousness. That is why Krishna consciousness it's called. Krishna is the consciousness. Krishna is the consciousness. And one who has realized Krishna, he has the same consciousness. And when that consciousness takes a particular form and comes in front of you, you call it as incarnation. You call it as incarnation. This is the interesting. These are all very subtle level happening with great devotees, great jnanis and Krishna. It all happens in their level, not in our level. For us, it is an unknown thing yet, how this all happens. We can study, understand to some extent, but when it happens, it has happened with many, many great jnanis, yogis and great devotees also. In their highly realized state, because they are operating in that level, what they are experiencing, it happens to them. There is no thing called mind inside for them. This is the most important thing. We experience this world. We interpret this world in one particular way. We have our own ideas about this world, isn't it? Why? Because there's a thing called mind inside. It is he who is doing all that. That thing called mind. Krishna, the great jnanis, yogis, they are not operating from the platform of the mind. Mind is completely out for them. They are operating from the platform of the soul. And because it is on the spiritual platform, whatever they say, whatever they do, everything looks extraordinary to us. It all looks completely difficult for us to understand. Why? We are again trying to understand that with our mind. That is the problem. There are so many examples in relationship with this. In great, great Acharya's cases also, this has happened. This has happened. Jnanis and great realized souls, they can do exactly like what the way Krishna is doing. So many things with universal form. Acharya Swamiji had to leave home at 8 years old and told his mother that I'll come back when you need me, when you leave your body. It is with this guarantee that he left home at the age of 8. When he was 25, he came to know in Badrinath while he was there that mother is leaving the body. He comes to see his mother. When he came to see his mother, mother wanted to see, leave the body and at the same wanted to see Lord Shiva. So immediately Acharya Swami says, here is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva appears there in front of the mother. Mother sees the form and gets frightened seeing Shiva's, because Shiva's associates are not very nice people to work with. As soon as they form, they are not like Vishnudutas, Shiva's army who came with him. So she says to him, I do not want to see this form. Then he asked her, which form do you want to see? Then Vishnu's form. And then Vishnu's form manifests there in front of him. So at that particular time, Acharya Swamiji wrote two famous glorification of Shiva and Vishnu. It is known as Shiva Bhujanga Prayadam and Vishnu Bhujanga Prayada Stotram. There's about 10 verses in each. Very famous verses. And each verses, the flow is like a Bhujanga. Bhujanga means snake. Prayada means leaving the body. Mother leaving the body, and while leaving the body, glorifying Shiva. As soon as he glorified Shiva, Shiva appears. As soon as he glorifies Vishnu, Vishnu appears there in front of the mother. And seeing Vishnu's form, mother leaves the body. And these two verse songs, Stotram they are called, Shiva Bhujanga Prayadam, Vishnu Bhujanga Prayadam, you can listen to it from the internet. They are sung, nicely recorded and kept. You will understand the beauty of the songs. And the translation also, if you read through, you will see the what it says. So there, in their level, when they are interacting each other, it is not an amazing thing for them. Shiva, Vishnu, everything is happening inside this consciousness, within the framework of this consciousness. That is the most interesting thing. We are thinking that Krishna, Vishnu is living in Vaikuntham, Shiva is living in Kailasam. How will he come here? This is all our mind teaching us. This Shiva is Vishnu is present in everywhere, in every situation. It is all coming on from that consciousness, Bodham. Or in other words, in Bhagavad Gita, use the word as Brahmam. Brahmam. Brahmam has come from there. All these manifestations have happened. We'll continue. It's 9:15 now. Continue next Saturday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.